Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent, Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's wrapping up. We're both wishing for fall, but everybody's got questions about tomatoes. My grandma had a great tomato garden, so maybe you know, I'll chime in a little bit.
Yes, listen in. You probably have better information to give. You're probably a pro. Many people, I mean, tomatoes and peppers are definitely the most popular vegetables we see grown here by home gardeners. And it's that time of year, you're kind of going out, picking through your tomatoes, seeing what you see. And oftentimes, you know, more times than not with gardening, things just don't look quite right. So we're going to walk through what those issues might be and what you can do about them. The first issue is blossom end rot. We've seen a lot of this in the office recently. When you pick up your tomato, you're going to see kind of a dark, sunken bruise at the very end of the tomato. This is going to be because of a lack of calcium sometimes, and that's why it's a disease, or it's not a disease, it's a nutrient disorder. So there's no need to spray anything on them or try to change anything there. Calcium causing blossom end rot is actually not very common in Kansas because our soils typically have enough calcium. So if you see that, it might just be due to sharp changes in the weather or soil moisture. So again, it's not a disease, it's not a fungus. Drought, stress, and root damage can also cause blossom end rot because the tomato is not able to take up that calcium. So typically, if you see that sunken spot, you need to look around to see what other issues are. Were you over-fertilizing? Was there kind of weird rain? Were you overwatering, not watering enough? Try to keep that soil moisture super consistent and apply appropriate fertilizers. You can do soil tests to make sure you're putting down the right things, and hopefully you're not going to see that issue throughout the rest of the season. Another issue, and one that you might be impacting you this week, especially as we had some sunnier, dry weather. We were just talking about the weird 20 minutes of rain, but we've had pretty sunny weather this week, and that's going to be sunburn. This can be on both your leaves and your fruit. They're going to kind of bleach and turn white, and that's going to be just typical sunburn. When you're looking through your tomato bushes, if you have a super thin canopy, so a tomato bush that maybe isn't super full of ton of leaves, doesn't produce enough shade, that's probably where you're going to see the sunburn the most. And again, it goes back to the root of the problem. So why is the canopy of my plants thin? That can usually be answered by, again, going back to the overall health of your plant. It could be weak. Did you start with a super leggy transplant? Could you have had a disease or an insect pest that kind of took out most of your leaves? Could it have been the environment, tough and consistent watering or sun? Any of those things, even potentially spraying something and having chemical drift may have taken out a bunch of your leaves. So you have a really thin canopy. That sunburn is going to show more. So kind of those are two things you can look for just assessing the overall health of your tomato plants to avoid blossom end rot and sunburn. And the third one you can do to look for with those same issues is tomato cracking. This is probably the most common one we see in the office, and it's just caused by uneven and excessive watering. When the tomato takes up way too much water at once, it's going to have to stretch to take up that water. So it's going to leave those horizontal, usually rotational marks in the tomato. And again, those last three issues are just things you need to make sure you're watering consistently. If you don't have an irrigation system, that might be something you want to consider doing, and just taking care of the overall health of your plants. Tomato leaf curl is again caused by stress. This one's going to be more excessive heat and changes in the weather. Uneven watering can also be a big cause here, but you're probably going to see that tomato cracking and blossom and rot more. Luckily, if you see the leaves curl, this is one that's not going to impact your fruit. It may lead to disease and higher stress and, again, that sunburn. But if you see tomato curling, see if the weather changes. Try to water maybe a little bit more consistently, and hopefully that issue will go away. So those four environmentally caused issues, we're going to kind of move on to a few diseases real quick, because those are things that you might want to make changes before you go into the next season to ensure those diseases don't come back. And the first is bacterial speck and bacterial spot. This is definitely not the most common issue, but it can take off in dry than wet summers. And I know some of you have received a lot of rain the last 3 weeks, and then it kind of got dry. So I want to talk about what this might look like. You're going to see kind of dark with speck, you're going to see kind of dark black lesions that are no longer than a quarter inch in diameter. And these spots are going to usually be surrounded by a yellow halo. That's going to kind of see that disease look. You can distinguish speck from spot by looking at the texture of the lesions. So in spot, and these words are so similar, I'm so sorry, but in bacterial spot, the marks are going to kind of crack or become scaly, but in speck, they won't. These can both come in by contamination. They can be in debris. So maybe you had this issue last year, you didn't realize it, and you just left your tomato bushes in the garden. It's going to kind of overwinter and survive on that debris. So if you notice this in your garden, clean up your garden beds, pull out all those old tomato bushes, throw them away, and restart with a clean surface so that bacteria doesn't stay and then come up again the next year. The last one we're going to talk about is early blight and leaf spot. These two are the most common bacterial infections that we see in tomatoes, and they can start any time in the growing season. So even if you think you've gotten away with it, they could pop up anytime. So keep your eyes out. You're going to look kind of near the bottom of the plant to find this one because it's first going to break out on the older leaves and then move up the plant. And these are not going to be little spots like you would see in speck and bacterial spot. These are going to be a little bit more disheveled, and they're going to be irregular, and they're going to get it to about 12 centimeters in diameter. They can get really, really big. They can take over that entire leaf, and they're going to leave dark concentric rings within the lesion. So look for a little bit more texture in those lesions, and you're going to know that you have leaf spot. Defoliation can come from this, and again, that can lead to sunburn. So looking for these bacterial infections, they can lead to those environmentally stressed problems. They all kind of come together. So if you're seeing any of these spots, these specks, if you're seeing leaf curl or any problems with your fruit or your leaves, try to find the root of the issue. If it's bacterial, clear out your garden beds, reset for next year. You can always spray a fungicide in the spring for preventative measures. But if it doesn't seem like it's anything bacterial that would spread, then look out for those environmental issues. Try to be consistent with your watering. It's hard to control the weather here in Kansas, so I know it's hard. But just do the best to take care of the root of all the problems, and hopefully you'll have healthy, great, wonderful tomatoes for the rest of the year.
Absolutely essential. I love a good tomato. Coming up Monday morning, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.